In Northern California, the Dixie Fire continues to burn in Plumas and Butte counties. The fire tore through the small town of Greenville, destroying homes and businesses yesterday evening. Here is U.S. Representative Doug LaMalfa, whose district includes Greenville, speaking last night from his front yard with the massive cloud created by the fire in the background.
My heart is just aching for what people are dealing with up there right now. And so many other places, Tennant, Colfax, over in Trinity, Siskiyou, but we lost Greenville tonight, and there's just not words for how us and government haven't been able to get the job done.
The Dixie Fire is the largest of several other fires burning in Northern California. This summer has been so very hot and dry. Joining us now is CAP Radio reporter Scott Rodden. And Scott, tell us more about this Dixie Fire, where it's burning, and what happened in Greenville. It's a town of about 800 people.
Yeah, that's right. The Dixie Fire is the largest active fire in California right now, and it's actually the sixth largest fire in California history. It's over 320,000 acres, and just overnight, it grew by about 50,000 acres, which is just a tremendous growth. 50,000 acres would be a big fire on its own. So that's just an idea of the size and scope of this. And unfortunately, there are small towns in these areas that, like Greenville, are just so at risk by these extreme fires.
You're also covering another fire, the River Fire. Tell us about that one.
That's right. The River Fire is in Nevada and Placer County. It's a much smaller fire right now, at least, at 2,400 acres. However, the main concern here is that it's a fairly densely populated area. There are over 5,000 people who have been evacuated, and there are 3,400 structures that are threatened, mostly residences and homes. So that gives you an idea of while this fire isn't as big as some of the other blazes in California, there's a lot of property and potentially life that's at risk.
So are more evacuations expected?
It's uncertain at this point. The incident commander had said that they're not expecting to repopulate the area today, so that means not bringing back anyone from evacuation orders. It's possible if the fire spreads that certainly more orders can come down.
There was an evacuation order in Greenville, but a fire chief there said that some people decided to stay. What does it mean for firefighters when people need to be rescued during a fast-moving and really unpredictable fire?
Well, essentially, it just adds one more thing, one more very important thing, to firefighters' plates as they're trying to fight these extreme fires. You know, if a town has been evacuated and all they have to worry about are structures, that narrows the focus quite a bit. But if suddenly they have to prioritize saving someone's life and getting them out of the area, that spreads them pretty thin. And obviously, they're going to prioritize saving lives. However, if people are already gone, that allows them to focus much more directly on fighting the fire and saving structures.
Heat from the flames of these fires create massive columns of smoke that rise 30,000 feet into the sky. Air quality right now is very seriously impacted, Scott.
That's right. You know, we're seeing some of the smoke from the West Coast, from Oregon and California, drift all the way across the country. I have family on the East Coast, and they were giving me updates in recent weeks about some of the fog and haze that they were experiencing. So that just gives you an idea of how much smoke these fires are producing. And the fires are just so intense that they can actually create their own weather systems. So that is just one more additional challenge that firefighters face as they're trying to confront and suppress these blazes.
Well, the National Weather Service office in Sacramento has issued a red flag warning for the region through tonight with a forecast of winds and dry fire conditions. Give us a big picture view of what's going on in California, the number of fires burning, the efforts to contain them in these terrible conditions.
Severe drought across much of the state, heat waves across much of the state, and just very dry conditions, low fuel moisture levels. There have been hundreds and hundreds of fires so far this year, a number of them very small, but obviously a number of them quite big. So the challenge right now is trying to tackle fires as quickly as possible, because otherwise we're going to see crews just spread thin across the state as they're trying to respond to all these blazes.
CAP Radio reporter Scott Rodden. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.